Passage 11. 1. What connects us with the countless unknown souls' fate? A bond of 2. What often troubles the speaker's peace of mind? The sense that he has from others' work. 3. What is the function of ideals according to the passage? They can guide people's. Man is here for the sake of other men. Strange is our situation here upon earth. Each of us comes for a short visit, not knowing why, and yet sometimes seeming to divine a purpose. From the standpoint of daily life, however, there is one thing we do know, that man is here for the sake of other men. Above all, for the countless unknown souls with whose fate we are connected by a bond of sympathy. Many times a day, I realize how much my own outer and inner life is built upon the labors of my fellow men, both living and dead, and how earnestly I must exert myself in order to give in return as much as I have received. My peace of mind is often troubled by the depressing sense that I have borrowed too heavily from the work of other men. To ponder interminably over the reason for one's own existence, or the meaning of life in general, seems to me, from an objective point of view, to be sheer folly. And yet everyone holds certain ideals by which he guides his aspiration and his judgment, the ideals which have always shone before me and filled me with joy of living are goodness, beauty, and truth. To make a goal of comfort and happiness has never appealed to me. A system of ethics built on this basis would be sufficient only for a herd of cattle.
Divine. Sympathy. Exert. Ponder. Interminably. Objective. Sheer. Aspiration. Ethic. Sufficient.
It seems that you hold all the cards over this situation.
Well, at least I'm not pessimistic about it.
Thank you.